You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My Andubla Oblongata is all sucked up.
You're what?
You're what? Well,
my Andubla. My Andubla. Oh my god. I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Say it.
Abdullah Abu Gaba. Abduba Abogada. Am I not Abduba? Abdulla Ablam.
That's right. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What player am I not saying right?
I don't know. Take the poison.
Abdulla Ablam. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good.
Oh, what was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What?
Ding.
Oh my god, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sound like an idiot.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our Skype name is Jersey Jerks. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And welcome to the show.
What's the name for brain?
The name for brain?
Yeah, for your brain. Like you were just trying
to say. Oh, medulla oblongata.
Oblong.
Oblong.
Close enough.
I know.
Oblongata.
Oblongata. I'm getting smart now.
No, you can't fix stupid.
It's funny, though, because when me and Kim and her sister went to the Mutter Museum a couple weekends ago.
The what? So your kids?
The Mutter Museum. You know what? Yes.
Were they in a jar?
They were in jars. Okay. There were some in jars. There were some not in jars.
Really?
There were skeletal ones.
Really?
Yeah, it was real.
Did you get emotional?
No, it was weird, though. And like,
Clumpy?
Kim was even like, I don't know if we should go downstairs. And I was like, why? And she's like, there's babies down there. I was like, oh, what? I don't care.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but I kept seeing Medulla Oblongata everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God. And every time I just kept saying Abdullah in my head. And I was like, fuck. I was a dumbass then.
No.
Mm-hmm. You still are.
You've toned it down a little bit.
I know.
No, she hasn't.
No?
No, this is our fault.
Why?
That we haven't brought it out of her.
Yeah, it is.
Say something stupid.
She's still stupid. She's still very, very stupid. But we haven't brought it out of her.
Yeah,
we got to do a better job.
Yeah,
we're failing.
We got to do a better job.
Well, we got to do a better job times yours.
Yeah.
First the injuries. Missy's vagina is still bleeding. Four kids are dead.
Oh my god.
Just like his kid.
Oh shit. Oh, damn. Low blow. Man. Low blow.
Time's yours.
Yeah.
Time's yours.
Is that too soon?
Hey, dude, it's been years, right?
Yeah, it's been years.
Like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
I would, if he was my father, I would have died of embarrassment, too.
Yeah, we'll do a better job.
Thank you. Nurture the stupidity.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
See, that's why she doesn't say anything.
Okay. Whatever you say, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, you sounded a little retarded when you said that.
I was trying to. Okay. Yay.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's,
What?
It's cold out, and my hands are still cold.
Put them down your bloody snatch.
Fuck off.
I'm sitting on them. My snatch is not bloody anymore.
Good.
It still isn't bleeding. I'm supposed to get my period. I still have it.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm okay with it.
Have you used unprotected?
No.
Sex unprotected?
Have you used unprotected?
I have not used unprotected.
You haven't used unprotected yet?
No, I'm using
condoms. We transferred
now.
The stupid. It's contagious.
It's contagiable.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
What were you trying to say?
Okay. You're using protection, is what I meant.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Until I quit smoking and then go back on the birth control.
You're going to be using protection forever.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah.
I thought 52-year-olds can't use birth control.
Shut up. If I was 52, wouldn't I be through, like, menopause or something?
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
She
no.
just miscarried again.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not premenopausal. I'm too young.
Did she say premenopausal?
Premenopausal?
It's white trash.
No, I can't. I'm too young. Come on.
I don't know. Like,
I'm not 52.
All right, 43.
I'm the youngest one here. Screw all you guys.
And you look like the oldest.
I do not.
You sound like the oldest.
I sound like it.
Yeah, you do sound like it. I'll give you that. You may look a little weathered, but...
Hey, man, I don't look weathered. What are you doing?
Got some miles on you.
Shut up.
I have cancer.
Yeah, do you want to know something, though? I was looking... I listened to the show from last week today, and I was looking on the website, and Hammerfisting's not on it anymore. Is it gone?
Is it?
Yeah, it wasn't on there anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you kill him?
No.
Rob and I decided that we were...
Well, that's why I'm asking Marcos, you're in charge of programming.
I would have thought we would have been the first show kicked off the network.
I don't think it was a kickoff.
No.
Where's Gomez?
It might be... Maybe.
He probably doesn't have a partner anymore. He's probably doing the other show full time.
Yeah, well, he's got his own network, I think he started.
Who?
Oh, wow.
Gomez, I forget the name of it.
Really?
Yeah,
you understand what a filthy fucking Puerto Rican I am?
Legion of Ricans?
No, he's got that show, which is on the Kumbia Network.
All right, well, Gomez, if you're listening, you should call in so that we can know what's going on.
He's not listening, but I'll text him.
Why is he on? He tweeted something earlier about something. But, whoa. What the fuck?
Oops.
What was that about? Okay, nobody has any info? Cool.
I don't know anything about it. No, that's a fret. That's news to me.
I was just wondering. Yeah, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
No, I figure you guys know.
No, I don't know anything.
Maybe can only hold so many, and now there's the new show.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he does Hammerfisting anymore.
No.
That's my, I don't know that for
probably why he's not married anymore. It's not Hammerfisting.
Oh, God.
Missy, does he Hammerfist well?
Shut up.
Yeah, if anybody should know
he's
going
he's
on,
not,
that should be
he's
it.
Not with his girl anymore, right? He's single?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even notice that.
Mm-hmm. Kind of pulled a Marco. Wait to have a kid and then break up. It's like a Riotcast theme.
That's the move.
That you guys should have a podcast together.
Is that why me and Mike are still together?
Two lousy fathers.
Whoa!
Right.
Holy shit!
That is not right.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving my kid.
You're right. My bad, Gomez.
That ain't right. You're fucked up.
Gomez,
Gomez
Instagrams his kid all the time, though. I don't ever see you Instagram your kid.
You have to see him to do that.
Oh, my God.
Marco, oh, man.
You got
your
that, like,
gay son is on you, buddy.
You got that, like, fake laugh going on, like, I'm going to fucking kill
fucking
you.
Stab this motherfucker.
All right.
I'm going to fart on your pillow tonight. You'll wake up with pink eye.
You'll wake up with your shit on the front lawn.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's cold out.
It is.
My hands are warm now, though.
You're an asshole. Funny, but an asshole. Nonetheless.
I'm still laughing about this. Two lousy fathers.
That ain't right, Chris.
Maybe he could teach you some things. You should do a podcast with him.
Can't teach me shit.
You're so successful.
I'm a good fucking dad. You wouldn't know nothing about
it. You're right. I wouldn't. Because I ain't stupid enough to leave it in on someone I know I'm not going to be with for the rest of my life.
Touche.
I don't make dumb decisions like that. Life-altering decisions. Hey,
how can we make this relationship any worse than it is right now? I know. Let's have a kid.
Yeah. You're only one. We were only. You should have adopted like an African kid too. On top of it, to boot, that only would have made it just a little bit worse than where you are now.
You've never been allowed in this house.
Oh my God!
This is my son from Cameroon.
Merry New Year!
It's me, Lionel Joseph. Boodaba, doobada, boodaba, ah!
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So
what are you saying? I won't let black people in my house?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
No. Well, you give Marco stay.
How come I can't make a fucking joke?
The only black people that are in your house are the guys that were fucking your wife.
Jesus Christ.
I think she's more racist than you are.
Oh my God.
I think I got Marco living here. He's black. He's got
his fresh
He's
head.
Got a kid that doesn't live with him and an ex-wife.
Whoa. I pay child support.
I know.
But he doesn't live with you.
No, he doesn't live with you.
No.
Fuck.
The kid thinks his dad's name's Czech.
Oh, fuck.
Check the mailbox, see if your father's here.
His name's Al Imoni.
I'm like, you know, you don't pay alimony when you're not married a certain amount of time.
Well, you're the expert.
Yeah,
I am the expert.
Only guy I know that didn't pay alimony after being married twice. The same woman. There's no accrued time.
I know,
there.
Right?
No, it's not time even served. not even 2 years accrued. Doesn't.
Wait, how long do you have to be married to get alimony? 5?
I don't know. 10?
Oh, fuck.
No, 10 years?
10's a long time.
No, I don't know.
That seems like bullshit.
I don't know.
I think it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, I think she could have got like $50 a month for 3 months or something like that. That's what the max.
$50 a month?
$50 a month for 3 months. Yeah.
A buck
for the
50?
Amount of time.
Oh, so that, you know what? That's her fault. She should have done her research. She knew she wasn't going to get that much money. She shouldn't have settled with you the first place.
First of all, she should have picked a rich dude.
Right. Well, that ain't happening. No rich dude's going to take her.
Put up with her shit.
Exactly. Ain't happening. They'll pay to get rid of her before they fucking see
her. Bon voyage, motherfucker!
Fuck off.
Wait, do you have an update on your current relationship?
What kind of update do you want?
Is it still the same?
Yeah, we're good. Man. All right,
cool.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm just
she
checking.
Bored yet? No.
Is she bored yet? I'm going to have to ask her.
You know that me and Mike have almost been together a year?
No shit.
Can you fucking
We're talking
that?
About me right now.
Yeah, but you didn't have anything to say.
Yeah, good. No.
Yeah, cool. That's it. What do you want me to say? Okay, cool. Never mind. Moving on.
Is Bernie Sanders here?
So it's almost time for you to break up then?
It's getting there.
Close enough.
It's getting there after the fucking roses.
Oh, yeah. I got roses.
You got a secret admirer.
It's a secret admirer, apparently.
Who the fuck would buy you roses?
Yeah.
Whether they're with you or not. Why would they
what
do
the
something?
What the fuck
like-
does that mean?
I wouldn't give her dead roses.
I know, right?
Why?
Look at you.
I just mail her a box of thorns.
What do you mean? I love flowers, and I feel like that is a known fact about me.
Did it say, like, secret admirer or anything?
No,
like
it just said, Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Happy Valentine's Day, love.
What is it, Paul McCartney?
Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Lonely love.
Maybe it is a foreigner. Ooh.
A foreigner. That's good.
Maybe it's Louis J.
All right, Donald Trump.
All right, build a wall.
And the Mexicans are going to pay for it.
And build it.
They're going to build their own wall to keep themselves out.
So you have no idea who sent you these roses.
I have no idea. No clue.
Somebody
not the guy you gave a tug in the bathroom last week?
Oh, shut up. No.
The guy you did a line off his penis? That guy?
No. No, I don't know where they're from, but whatever.
The babies?
Oh, maybe, yeah. Maybe the baby sent it to you.
Sent from the grave?
Sent from the sewer.
I don't know.
Somebody's got to be somebody that knows where you work.
Yeah.
Somebody you work with?
That could be.
Mm.
Somebody flirt with you a lot there?
No.
It's not Jesus, is it?
No.
No, Jesus would send you bread and wine.
Yes, exactly. I don't know who it is. Nobody's fessed up to it, but I haven't really asked. I've kind of just pretended like it didn't happen.
Did you think it was Mike?
I see, he always sends me flowers from a certain place, so that's why I didn't think it was him.
His garden?
No.
Picks them himself?
Shut up. He sends me these, like, beautiful, like, really pepperoni smelly, like, dishes. Oh, God. Shut up.
Pepperoni dishes.
You guys can't see, he doesn't work at Chuck E. Cheese anymore.
No? What happened? They fired him?
No, he touching
young boy. I'm not wearing this costume ever again.
Yeah.
No, you got another
I'm not singing Happy Birthday anymore.
Fuck this guitar.
Fuck these kids.
Is he managing? Doing management?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And like near me.
Near you?
No shit.
So how's Pizza Hut treating him? Shut the fuck up. So, good for him.
Yes, exactly.
He manages the ball pit at Dave and Buster's.
Is there a ball pit at Dave and Buster's?
No, it's
that would be awesome.
Ball pit. I thought that was your nickname for your pussy.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Buzzing.
Chris is on fire.
You are on fire. Christ. Fuck.
The ball pit.
Shit.
You know, I'm pulling a Jordan. I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
Drop the mic.
Drop the mic.
Testicles.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
Ball pit. That's funny.
Oh, man. So, did he start yet, the new job?
No, next week.
Did he give us 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you found out it was one of us that sent you to Versus?
I don't know.
I think
thank you.
I just shat just a little bit.
I don't know.
Why is she?
Because Marco's been talking about you a lot lately.
Oh, oh God!
Shut up. Jesus.
I'm just saying it could
fuck
be.
Fuck her with your fucking dick and fob pushing.
Listen, one year somebody left me one of those Steven Singer gold plated rose Johns, and I didn't.
That's exactly why.
And
right there, that is one of the main reasons.
What? That she's a fucking idiot?
Yes.
All right, whatever. Somebody left that, and I didn't. I pretended like whatever, and like a month later, I found out it was one of my friends. So it's probably just one of my friends.
Or somebody trying to get in your pants.
Maybe it's your roommate.
No. Why would she do that?
Trying to scissor.
She wants to scissor.
She would just say, let's scissor. And I'd say, no, God damn it, you're like a sister to me. And she would say, yeah.
A sister scissor.
Oh, God. But I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. If it's somebody trying to get in my pants, they're doing a stupid job of it because they didn't leave
their
name.
Right, you have no idea who it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
dumb. They know you got a boyfriend, so they're just going to, you know, play coy. Keep it on DL.
You don't spend that type of money on Valentine's Day versus stay coy about it.
Let's see how long. That is stupid.
I mean, you never know. She could have gave him a fucking hand job in the bathroom afterwards.
Oh, my God. I never gave anybody a hand job in a bathroom.
Oh, sorry. You just do coke in the bathroom. My bad.
Desperate times, man.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I think it might be someone from your past. It's got to be. It's got to be.
I think it's just one of my friends.
But why would they do that anonymously if it was one of your friends?
I don't know. I'm going to give it a couple days and see if anybody's like, hey, did you get a fucking package
no
from
me? No one's going to say anything to you.
And then I'll be like, yeah, was it?
Because if it was one of your friends, they would just write their name on it. You know
maybe
what I'm
it
saying?
Just got cut off. Maybe it was going to say, like,
you get
happy Valentine's
plenty,
Day, love.
You get plenty of characters, you know, for that.
Biffle.
Yeah, you get plenty of characters for that.
She would tell you.
She would tell me.
Yeah. And you sure it's not Mike being stupid?
No, he said no.
He's like, I wouldn't spend that type of cash on you.
He used to buy me flowers every Friday.
Why?
Because he
Are
loves
you dying?
Me. No, because he loves me.
Why?
Golden pussy.
Because I love flowers and he's sweet.
Why?
What do you mean? You never bought your girl flowers?
Yeah, but why you?
Fuck you. Because I'm sweet.
Fuck you.
You're cooking up a yeast infection, by the way.
Listen, I'm all healthy now, goddammit.
You'll never be healthy to us.
Fuck. I'm good. It smells like roses down there.
Oh,
oh God. Jesus.
No more fucking pennies.
Every Friday.
Like every other Friday, I was wrong.
He spent his whole paycheck.
Yeah, payday.
He spent his whole paycheck on flowers.
For her.
For her. I know.
Yes, because I'm so disgusting.
Well, I mean, you said it.
Listen, I heard the show where you guys went on and on about how gross I was for 45 fucking minutes.
We had
minutes.
Nothing to talk about. That was the first thing that came to mind.
I was just like, let's talk about how gross Missy is. And I was just like, fuck, Jesus Christ, guys, you're right.
We literally had nothing to talk about. But
yeah, I could tell.
Let's just rank on Missy.
She ugly.
And you're like, I don't understand why anyone likes her. She's just gross. So I'm just like, fuck.
Can you just redo the whole show just right now? We'll just sit here and you can just and say what? The whole show all over again because it's funny when you say it.
Yeah, it's real funny.
When you say it, it's funny.
Yeah. I have good comedic timing.
Yeah, I can tell.
So don't know. But almost a year. Isn't that crazy? Crazy shit. At the March 1st, we've known each other for a year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's fucking nuts.
March 2nd is the anniversary of his penis being inside of you.
Shut up. You guys don't remember me talking to you about it? Remember we had to wait like 5 dates? All this other shit.
March 3rd is the anniversary of his first STD.
I feel a cold sore.
I hate all of you.
You are a smelly
what
pirate
is this?
Hooker.
Shut up. I just like walk into things at times.
Yes, penis walls, whatever. That's funny.
Good for you, miss.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As long as you're happy, we're happy.
When's your anniversary?
April 4th.
Do
think you'll
special?
Make it?
I don't know. I think so, yes. I don't
When's
know.
When's your anniversary, Marco?
Which one?
The current girl.
Like
I met her on
Christmas
December 22nd.
J-date? Oh.
J-date.
December
Christian
22nd?
Mingle?
Yeah.
That sucks that your anniversary is in Christmas time.
Wait, you met her December 22nd?
Oh.
Did you have Christmas gifts?
No.
Oh, good.
No. 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 No.
No.
I would hope not.
When's her birthday? A month. You don't have to give me...
November 26th, 27th.
All right, so you got 28th, plenty of time.
29th.
You got plenty 20th. Of time before you have to break out with her.
Shit.
I should have done that now. It's Valentine's Day. I got to take her out to dinner.
I know. Is everybody doing something?
God forbid you spend some money on a girl who
this
will actually
new.
Fuck you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. I know, right? She should get alimony. This should be a law.
After we're done, she's going to get reparations.
Yeah.
She put that sleep apnea mask on your climb on top of her so she can fucking breathe.
I wear it when she sleeps over.
Do you?
Yeah.
You give it to her.
She wears
some fucking oxygen.
She wears ear
dildos?
Plugs. Those two. Yeah, she wears ear plugs.
To sleep?
Yeah.
Next to him.
Yeah. Oh.
Next to me.
Do you have to wake her up in the morning then?
Huh? She's awake all night.
Do you have to wake her up? Like, does the alarm clock go through?
Earplugs don't cancel all the noise. It just really? Makes it a lot.
I don't know. I have fucking no idea.
Yeah.
I've never worn earplugs to go to sleep. I have earplugs to wear to go to sleep.
It helps.
Never
it helps.
Them.
She said she didn't hear me because the one night I didn't wear my mask. She said, I didn't hear me at all. Which
she slept like a baby because of the vibrations of your snoring.
Right, right.
It was like a vibrating bed.
Put a quarter in.
Take that quarter, put it in the bank, send it to your kid.
I can see it now. She wakes up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, turns and looks at him. He's got his fucking mask on. She's like, where did I go wrong?
Yeah, that's right. She's going to wake up, sit at the edge of the bed, look back, put her head down in like, you know, pain and misery.
I've hit rock bottom.
I've hit rock bottom. What happened?
I fucked Goose.
I could have had Maverick.
It's not even Maverick. It's Goose.
It's not even Goose. It's the only black guy in the movie. Sundown.
We had him, man.
Guy said it whiter than everybody else in the movie.
We had him, man.
Are you doing special stuff for Valentine's Day?
No, just going out to dinner.
Yeah, nipple clamps.
Are you doing anything, Fub?
We're going out to dinner.
That's it?
You well, she's been... We're both working this weekend. It's busy for her, it's busy for me, so Sunday we're going to go out to dinner.
Cool. Chris, are you doing anything?
Nope.
I got her Billy Joel tickets, so.
Oh, sweet.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm done.
Did you already give them to her?
No, we got them, but that's for her Valentine's
Day. Oh, okay.
But
you didn't, like, surprise her?
Well, no. You know why? I had to tell her because I was afraid she was going to beat me to the punch.
Gotcha.
So I was like, my luck, she would have got them, too.
When's the show?
Not till July 9th.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What do you got plans? What are your plans?
I don't know. We're going to do something. It's our first Valentine's Day together.
He doesn't have anything special?
He doesn't like Valentine's Day.
What guy does?
No, yeah. Guys do. No,
yeah. It should be called Woman's Day.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Yeah. He doesn't like Valentine's Day.
No guy.
It's a girl's fucking holiday. Yeah. Of course guys don't like it.
Yeah, but I was just saying.
No, it's so stupid.
Yeah. No guy likes
it. Yeah, that's fine.
Like when guys say that, it's just like, shut the fuck up. Of course you don't. No guys do. It's not a holiday for you.
It's like such a marketing holiday towards women.
Well,
and
yeah.
Guys just get fucked and not in a good way.
Hopefully in a good one.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So you don't have sex on Valentine's Day?
No, you do. Okay. What I'm saying, in general, guys get fucked out of their wallet.
Yeah.
Because they have to buy something, take them to dinner. It's like, really? It's not enough that I fucking buy shit all the fucking time.
Right.
Just goes unnoticed because there's no holiday attached to it.
I like Valentine's Day. But only because I like all the decorations and stuff around Valentine's Day.
Cupid.
Yeah, like, I like hearts and stuff. Like,
naked
I don't know.
Babies with an arrow?
No, I don't like that.
Vagina!
But, like, I like buying, like Air Max comes out with a special Valentine's Day shoe every year. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. For girls.
Fucking nerd!
I don't know, whatever. I like Valentine's Day. I like hearts and girly stuff.
You do?
I do. I love hearts. I love, like, pink and red.
Shocker. I didn't know.
So? What?
Well, there you go. Something you learned new about me today. But yeah, I have nothing special planned, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it's really nothing. Unless you're going away for Valentine's Day weekend, it's kind of... It's moot to plan anything except for maybe a dinner.
Right.
Other
than
that,
do you get a guy for Valentine's Day?
A blowjob. Yeah.
That's all we want.
A blowjob and sex? Or just a blowjob?
Either one.
Okay.
Either or. Depends on the age. The if I get a blowjob, sex is out of the question. For a week. But if I get sex, blowjob is still possible.
It's weird
mathematics in there. It's fuzzy math.
That is fucking true.
It is true, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe because you get so relaxed from a blowjob.
Well, here's
the
thing.
You don't really move.
Getting a blowjob is not like working out. You're just laying there getting it.
And you're just relaxing.
Right. Now, having sex, for me, it's like climbing like 1,000 stairs.
Like you're out of breath.
The irony is I don't climb 1,000 stairs in less than a minute. So, but it feels like it.
Fat pig.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's mean, Missy.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Fatty.
I have off on Monday, too, so I'm excited. I don't know. I'm going to get, like, AC or something.
I have jury duty on Tuesday.
Well, you do?
Actually, I have to see if I'm getting chosen for
it. Do you have to, like, call the day before?
I'm going to, see what's up. I mean, because...
Sometimes you don't even have to go in, man.
I mean, I don't see the point now. The OJ case is done.
Yeah, he's guilty.
Right. Right. Oh, well, there's a couple guys I work with that hate jury duty, and they get out of it all the time by literally... admitting that they're racist when they go and get, you know, vetted for it.
Right.
You know, one guy's just like, yeah, I'm kind of racist. And, you know, the people look at him funny, like, are you just saying that to get out? Oh, no, not at all. And he starts throwing out, like, you know, N-words and I think foreigners should be banned from the Mexicans need to go back to. I mean, he goes off because he just doesn't want to sit in a fucking.
Have you ever done jury duty?
I've never gotten chosen for it. I've always been excused.
If they asked me, I would just be like, I'm just going to side with what everybody else says because I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they definitely don't want to pick you because they want to pick somebody that's...
Yeah, I don't want to be here for this.
Right.
I've never...
Whatever gets us out of here sooner, that's what I'm going for.
Right.
Have you, Marco?
I never got picked, no.
Interesting.
But I wore a jersey and just had my tattoo showing. Hopefully they didn't.
They were like, he's not a pillar of society.
They put me on the
stand.
They put me on the
stand. You should have wore your sleep apnea mask.
Like Bane.
Be like, I'm a superhero.
But I'm an idiot.
They put me up there. And
I think he's guilty. Yes.
Yeah, I never got chosen, but I got, like, I made, like,
questions
I
guess
the and next, stuff? Yeah, they ask questions and shit.
Huh. I only got called for jury duty once, and then I wrote them a letter saying that I couldn't take off because of my boss, and then
they saw a letter. It was like in crayons with the letters backwards. The R was always backwards.
And then they excused me, and then I never got called again. That was a long time ago. That was in like 2004.
Mm.
Right, don't call on this one. She's retarded.
Mm-hmm. they X'd her off the list.
They're like, she's never gonna call. She's back. Blacklisted.
Yeah. Mm. She has a lower than average IQ. We cannot have her. They just think you're retarded. You'll just yell out, guilty! Yeah, I don't, you know, if I get chosen, whatever. As long as it's, you know, for the week, I'm fine. But if it's more than that, I'll be pissed off.
Don't you only get paid like $3 a day to do it, too?
Five, like 12.
Five? 12?
I think it's 12.
Shit. All of that is bad.
But the cool thing is my work will still pay me for the day.
Oh, why? Because it's like you're doing your, like, civic duty?
Yep.
Shit, cool. Mm-hmm. So it's like a free day off?
So it's like an extra $12 a day.
There you go.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds horrible. And it's in Camden, right? Jury duty's always in Camden?
No.
No.
Oh, no?
And we're not in Camden County.
Oh, duh.
This is Gloucester County.
Yeah. OJ's trial was in Camden.
Shut up.
That's why he went free.
Oh. And you guys all watched that, right?
What?
We talked about it last
people.
Week.
No, the new one this week.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, it was badass.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
I was
cool.
A big fan of it.
He's a pussy, though. OJ's a big pussy.
I don't know
he's
how
a
to
coward.
Him
how could you not kill yourself? You can do it. Fucking fat.
He just did it for attention like everybody else.
I'm gonna do it. I was hoping that fucking AC hit a pothole so the gun went off.
I know, right?
I thought AC was just gonna get sick and be like, here, I'll fucking shoot you. Let's get this shit over with. I want to go home.
Yeah.
Fucking dinner time.
Shoot yourself, Nugget. Nugget. That's it. That's going to be our new N-word, Nugget.
Nugget?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the show's great, but I just wonder how true what happens really is. And
let me see if there's a thing like last week.
I heard, like, someone, I think it was one of you guys, said something about the whole Johnny Cochran thing was fake so far.
Yeah, like, he was pretty involved in it.
From the beginning.
From the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And they're making it like he's not.
Right, so, which is weird. Well, I don't know why they would change that. I think it's, what would have.
Just tell the fucking story the way it happened.
Exactly. Well, what's the big deal?
Well, because they needed to add things in for, like, you know, dramatic value.
Not for me.
Stuff.
Yeah, but how's that a dramatic effect,
that would not make
though?
A difference.
There's no dramatic effect.
Yeah,
if anything, the, what's his name? Christopher Darden's character, there's more drama there because he's like on the fence of whether or not to, you know, go after this.
Okay, it looks like every week Vanity Fair is going to do a fact guy. Check on each thing to see what's right and see what's wrong. So they have one.
How the fuck do they know?
I don't know. I guess they got people to fucking just say sure.
Somebody on the inside?
I guess. I don't know. It's really, 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 really long.
All right.
Yeah, so. I don't know exactly what is true.
But I'm an idiot.
Take your time.
Yeah, whatever,
I'm sorry. It's not like broken down like the one last week where it was.
You actually have to read?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we want to talk about
that. So this whole episode was bullshit.
It looks like a lot of it was.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean for you to come out here.
You should apologize to all the people that are trying to watch the fucking.
Why
didn't
you apologize
game?
To the fucking the Simpsons and the Goldmans and the
Browns.
Whatever? The Browns. Even the Cleveland Browns.
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I didn't get drafted to your team.
funny. He was so close with the cops. They treated him a certain way.
Yeah, they're like, that one cop was like, "We're not shooting OJ unless we're authorized
right,
to."
Right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys have a little
cut his ex-wife's
priority
off.
List. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, at the time they didn't.
You know what? Here's what's crazy. The show is making me hate Marcia Clark more and more every second.
I hated her back then. She was just such a.
Yeah, but you didn't really get to see that part of her too much. No. You really didn't. No,
you just
didn't.
Saw her try to.
You just saw her face.
Yeah,
that was really it. And when she, you know, she did her courtroom shit, but her, like, she has such a hard on for getting him in jail. You know, getting him convicted. But the way she's going about it is just—it's just so bitchy about it. Like OJ, here's OJ, this murderer, okay, that basically got away with it. I'm watching the show. I'm not rooting for OJ at all. I think he's a piece of shit. But what's crazy is like I want something bad to happen to Marcia Clark, even though I know what.
Yeah, nothing,
yeah, right? Yeah.
You know it's not.
You hope like Dexter shows up and like pieces or something.
Well, she was like portrayed in the media back then, like as like a horrible like shrew. You know what I mean? So they're probably going to paint that picture.
It seemed more of a closed doors thing. It didn't seem like a public thing.
I read everything, and everything was true except for one thing.
The Kardashians cheering when her father was on TV?
That was actually true.
Get the fuck out. Yeah. I hate those kids.
How is that a surprise to you?
I hate them even more.
They were pieces of shit when they were kids. What's changed? They're pieces of shit now.
Yeah, like their like aunt died, and they're just like, let's scream for our dad. Because they looked at like Nicole Brown Simpson as like their aunt, right?
Who?
Like, she wasn't their aunt, but didn't they?
Who, this,
she was like
Kardashians?
A really close family friend.
Yeah, she was her best friend, yeah.
The only thing that was the only thing that is not true is the young couple that identified the Bronco on the I-5. It says that the only thing that's different is that the girl noticed that it was the Bronco first, not the guy.
Ooh.
That's it. That's the only thing that's...
How do you even know that? How can you even fact-check that?
Yeah, it's really
because
hearsay.
His name is Chris Thomas, the guy that actually called, and
so only one person on the highway noticed the Bronco, and I would assume
it was apparently this girl.
I don't know. I guess technology wasn't
right. There's no texting. Social media.
There were cell phones.
But only rich people had them.
But if you're on the road, you might not know that OJ is on the road
and
a Bronco
bag.
I said, if you're on the road driving, you might not know that OJ's fucking driving around in a Bronco. Probably a lot of people on the road didn't know that.
You have to listen to the radio.
Yeah,
you
know,
breaking news.
You know that OJ ruined the Ford Bronco, the actual series?
Really?
It was only a few years later they stopped making it.
They just found his original Bronco.
They found it.
They found
somebody,
it.
Yeah, somebody bought it from AC. Oh, his manager, OJ's former manager, bought it from AC.
AC had one too, though.
Yeah, they both had one.
I don't think OJ's Bronco was ever released after being in custody.
It says
I think
it
it's part.
No,
was it a part
OJ's,
of evidence?
Yeah, it's evidence.
He said it's OJ's Bronco, not AC's Bronco.
Huh? That doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not. What are we going to do?
Did it come with the blood?
What are they going to do? Leave it?
Yeah, they keep evidence forever.
No.
I thought they did.
They found OJ's blood in Steve Avery's case.
Yeah, exactly.
OJ did it.
Boy, I hope he gets found guilty.
I'm on pins and needles.
So what'd you guys think of the Super Bowl this weekend? Did you guys do anything good? Just watch it.
I just went over a friend's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
nothing
fun.
Good.
Yeah. Do you guys like the game at all? Did you? I liked it.
It was a good game.
I like defense, so to me it was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Denver's defense was that fucking good.
Yeah,
they're beasts.
Honestly, like, I don't remember seeing that good of a defense in God knows how many years. Like, even Seattle's defense wasn't that good. Not that day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that day, they were just unbelievable. And it sucks because now I actually lost a lot of respect for Cam Newton. I mean, he's a great athlete, and I think he's got a bright future.
Yeah.
I just... He could sure dish it, but he can't fucking take it. And not only that.
Oh, you lost respect because he walked out on the press conference?
No. No, you know what? The press conference, the problem I had with the press conference is, they shouldn't have had it at the same time that the Broncos players were out there. Like, I thought that was kind of stupid. Like, the Broncos players were in the same room with him. they were talking about their, you know, they were getting asked questions about the game, and you know, Cam could hear what they're saying, and you know, it doesn't. I don't see how that makes for a good interview. You know what I mean? They should have
just had
separate press conferences, like they do after every game. Mm-hmm. There's one locker room, there's another locker room.
Yeah.
Like, why would you do it together? That's just dumb.
That is dumb.
But I lost respect for him because of, like, just the way he acted, you know, when shit wasn't going his way. Like, he was kind of like a baby. He kind of acted like a baby a little bit, you know?
I don't want to say I lost respect for him, but how do you not dive on a fucking fumble in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was weird.
He has no heart. That's why he opens his fucking chest up all the time.
He gets hit on every play.
Yeah. He has no heart.
I mean, he runs all the time. He gets hit all the time. How do you not dive on that ball?
That sealed it. All he had to do was dive on that ball, and they would have still been in it.
The only excuse I could see if he said, I'd be like, it kind of makes sense, is sometimes when there's a loose ball on the ground, the guy on the ground doesn't get the ball. It pops up. Like, I could understand if he said, listen, a bunch of guys were diving on us, hoping it would come out. But, his leg. Had to contort his leg in some. It's not an excuse. No. He didn't dive on the ball.
What do you mean?
He didn't get hurt before. I don't know.
I mean, that's the Super Bowl. He may never be back. That's it. I was just about to say, that's the one game.
I mean,
where you give it everything you got, including risking injury.
How many fucking times? People have said, all right, when they go to the Super Bowl, we'll be back.
He acts like he's going to go back next year. And I'll be honest with you, my gut's telling me that he ain't never going to see the Super Bowl again. Honestly.
It's possible.
Something tells me that he will never see the Super Bowl again. And he's going to be known for that game.
Yeah.
He's going to be That's a shame
because he's a great player.
Yeah, but
right now that defines his career.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a shame.
That's going to be.
It's a shame.
It's funny. I heard this stuff on the radio when I was listening to Sports Talk. You know, they were saying that Cam Newton could be the first one in NFL history. Here's what he's got to win college championship, win the Heisman Trophy. Be the first overall draft pick, rookie of the year. What else was it? MVP now.
Mm-hmm.
And if he had won the Super Bowl, he would have been Super Bowl and probably would have been MVP had he won. If they won, most likely probably would have been. He would have been the first one in NFL history to hold each one of those. He's only that one or two off from doing
it. Wow. Holy shit.
And honestly, I don't.
Now you don't think he's going to?
No, I really don't. I mean, this. Who knows? He's still young. I mean, he could mature, but I just don't see it. That just doesn't seem to be in his nature. He seems to be too flashy.
Yeah, he seems cocky.
He is very cocky, but he's also like, he's kind of like, I don't think he can take the criticism. Like, obviously he can't take
he can't take it at all.
You know, and then when he came back, the next press conference he did where he was saying to the media, you know, what gives you the right to say what I'm doing is the wrong way to do it? Well, it's not about right and wrong. It's about, you know, man up. Okay, you're a sore loser. You admitted it. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that you have to act like a fucking baby. And he's acting like a baby. Like, honestly, he's not, you know, he could sit there and be a man and congratulate the other team and then turn around and say, you know what? It's on me or whatever.
Of course.
You know, your fans will die for you if you do something like that.
Be a leader. Be a leader.
Yeah,
be
a leader.
Exactly.
Does.
And he's not. He's not a leader.
And no, he's a sore winner and he's a sore loser.
No, he's not a sore winner. He's a sore loser.
Yeah, but he's a
loud winner.
He's a loud,
obnoxious, arrogant winner and a sore loser. He's like a kid. Yeah. He really is.
See, I don't find him obnoxious when he wins at all. What I see when I watch him play is a guy who loves playing football.
Okay, but
that's what I see when I watch him play.
But see, to me, that's what's obnoxious.
He's not dancing when they're down 30 fucking points.
See how he makes such a big celebration about when he does certain things, whether it be score, touchdown,
even first down,
or whatever. Even if they win, sometimes, you know, he goes crazy and starts trying to pump up the crowd even more, whatever. But then when he loses, he doesn't look like he loves to play football. He doesn't look like it at all. You see what I'm saying? Like,
would you expect them to be dancing and high-fiving and pumping up the crowd when they lose?
No, but I mean,
no, you expect them to be pissed off.
That's
what he looks like when he loses.
Pissed off, but not act like a baby.
I agree, he could have handled the press conference better.
Not only that, do you remember when he got killed in the end zone at the very end of the game?
Mm-hmm.
It almost looked like he turned around and started pounding on the the end zone like a baby.
He did.
Like, I was waiting to see his legs kick up and down, too. He was, like, that close from doing that move, and I'm just like, that was the moment where I was like, oh, this kid needs to grow up.
Still young. He's still young.
No, I know he is. I know he is.
How old is he?
Is he 26?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, he's yeah, that's about right, 26.
A little bit.
Yeah, too old. But still, he I don't know. It's just, it's kind of hard now. You like, you sit there and you watch, he had such a great season, and you can't take that away from him. But, God, like, he went into the Super Bowl and he played like shit. Now, granted, the Denver defense was unstoppable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he really didn't step up, you know? Like, he didn't really try to make the plays himself. He just, he kind of like,
he
half-assed a little bit. No.
He ran when he's, I mean.
He barely ran. He barely ran. He ran that one.
They had a shadow on. They played it perfectly. They have their receivers aren't that good. They singled the receivers and they just blitzed and they blitzed and they blitzed and they fucking didn't even need to blitz with those two outside.
They didn't
guys.
Really blitz. That's the thing. They just surrounded.
I guess.
Them.
I guess you're right. I guess Ware and fucking Von or was it? What's his name?
Von Miller.
Von Miller.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Those two.
I mean, you know the defense is good when the fucking winning team's quarterback plays like shit.
And that, but that's all he needed was the defense and just to do enough not to lose. I hope he goes out retiring.
Peyton?
Yeah,
yeah, he's done.
There's no way. Did you see the ball come out of his hand all like a duck?
Oh, yeah. He's done. Thrown ducks since
you know,
he was,
yeah. And, yeah, you know what?
Since college.
If you look ducks. Back at the highlights of the last Super Bowl John Elway won before he left,
right.
The second Super Bowl he won, he had a pretty bad game.
John Elway was garbage.
Yeah.
In the Atlanta Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yes. Yeah, he was garbage. Really bad. Yeah. He was really, really bad. I mean, he had pretty much the same stats. He threw an interception, no touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if it
running
wasn't.
Game.
Running game and defense. Yeah. That's what won him, you know?
Yeah, and that's basically what it was for Manning this year. The defense would
exactly.
come out with the ball
exactly.
and give him short fields half the season.
I honestly believe if Osweiler was in the game instead of Manning, he probably would have had a better statistical game.
Probably. I mean,
honestly,
it looked like he couldn't throw the ball 10 yards.
He couldn't.
I don't know about that. As far as Osweiler.
I don't see how he could do any worse.
Look at what Cam Newton did in the Super Bowl.
Well.
The guy's never been there before. Listen,
but
I'll take Peyton Manning in a wheelchair
defense,
over Osweiler.
His defense, Denver's defense, was playing way better than Carolina.
And I hear you. You never know how a guy's going to react on that stage.
Not to mention, he's got better weapons as far as wide receivers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, Osweiler has better people around him as opposed to Cam. Not that, you know, you can't even shit on the Panthers because they only lost one fucking game this year. You know,
I don't think nobody's shitting on them.
No, what I'm saying is you can't shit on them because even without, you know, Kelvin Benjamin and you know, any other possible good wide receivers, they did a phenomenal job. They were this close to going undefeated during the regular season, you know, and they would have been one game away.
Right.
They lost two games for the year.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
You lost
the
big one, though.
Yeah, you lost the big one, but, you know, you didn't come to play.
It was meant to be with Peyton Manning going out that way.
I wanted Denver to win because, you know, the whole – I didn't want Carolina to have a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. I can't root for her. I can't root for another team that hasn't won it over my team. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, no matter who's on the team, I don't give a shit. Like, my brother could be playing for the team. I root against him. I mean, like, sorry, bro, but,
like,
you know.
Eli?
Yeah, did you see that shit?
Yeah.
He was pissed.
He was.
I don't care what anybody says.
He said he was processing.
Yeah.
What he would do if he was like, did it go for two? Fuck you. Liar.
I was waiting to see, like, somebody, like his mother, wiping his mouth. Like, because it looked like he was, like, retarded and drooling.
Yeah.
Just like,
the only thing he had over Peyton was he had
Super Bowl
rings. Now that they're tied, he has nothing on him.
Now he's back to the ironclad retarded brother.
Yep.
The useless brother.
Even the insurance salesman's brother, like, I do better than this prick.
Yeah.
Hey, he's still playing, though. He can still get another one.
No, he can't. Not now. Not now.
Don't think so.
Eli? No.
He said that the year the Giants won when they were wild card team.
Yeah, but it's a totally different. That team's done for a while.
I pretty much agree with you on that.
And
but
I don't see.
Got the shot.
I don't see how he's going to get any better in 3 years from now. I don't see him being a better quarterback.
The only chance he has to win another Super Bowl is if he goes to another team.
Basically.
The Giants won't be good enough in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure that's probably what he's got left.
Yeah.
Three,
I mean, he's as old as Roethlisberger. They came out the same year.
Philip Rivers, too.
Philip Rivers, yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the game was good. I was, you know, I don't need to see touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. Mm-mm. You know, it's kind of nice to see two really good defensive. And when was the last time you saw that? Two really good defenses playing. You had the two best defenses in the league playing against each other. The score could have been 6-0, and I would have been happy with it. Just because the anticipation of who's going to make it, who's going to get those points, you know? And he just, and Carolina was in it all the way to the end. It's funny. Fucking Peyton Manning couldn't throw a pass to save his life, but that 2-point conversion he threw was on the money.
Fucking zipped it.
Yeah. Right on the money. On the money.
Good for him. You go drink a Bud and kiss his wife.
Yeah, you know what? That's
gets because he owns two Budweiser.
And what tribute. The deal is with what's okay. The deal with Papa John being there? Fuck him.
He kissed him.
I know. It's like
that's
he's
me.
It's like he's the Godfather, Papa John. He's like the ring.
Yeah. What the fuck? He was on the field.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like what the fuck?
I know.
They're best buds.
I guess so.
Papa John's pizza sucks.
It blows.
I used to love it. I haven't had it in a really
of course,
long
it's white
time.
Trash pizza.
It's like that garlic butter.
I used to like it too, but then it got to a point where I was just sick of it.
Yeah, like, I stopped eating it like 5 fucking years ago.
Cheesy bread.
I'd rather have Little Caesars, to be honest with you.
Little Caesars is good. I can't eat pizza like that anymore. I don't know.
No, I mean I prefer the real like pizza shop pizza.
Right, if you're going to get a chain pizza place, it's Little Caesars $5. Why wouldn't you go there?
Yeah,
they're all average at best. So.
Right. So why would you pay more for same shitty ingredients?
Fucking Papa John's on the field. Fuck him. Get out of here.
What a fucking asshole.
They're fags, those two.
They grew up together or something.
No, they didn't.
I don't fucking know.
No, they didn't.
He pays Peyton a boatload of money to
Peyton Manning,
shit.
He was the first athlete to be his fucking spokesman.
Right. He's got somebody else next.
Peyton's got like, I don't know, what, 4 franchises that are his?
Of Papa John's?
Yeah.
He owns.
Fuck.
Yeah, he probably has more now after this weekend, this past weekend.
Shit.
You imagine walking in and seeing Peyton Manning behind the counter? Holy shit. Your head is huge.
That's why he said Budweiser instead of like Coors Light since they're in Denver. He's got two Budweiser
plants, right?
Yeah.
Like breweries.
Yep.
He has a big fucking head.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little pissed off about that whole and you know what's funny? They asked him the first time when he was coming off the field, you know, are you going to retire? Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm going to drink some Bud and kiss my wife and kids and blah, blah. And then they have him up on the fucking thing with the trophy and the dude asked him the same fucking question and it was like verbatim. Almost
everybody
was
wants
like a
to
script.
Be the first to break the news, but he's not going to outshine the whole team.
Regardless, change it up.
Yeah.
I got it.
But
don't keep throwing the same pass.
Feel like I'm going to eat some Papa John's.
It's like a Chip Kelly offense. Same play. Each fucking play.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still the best, so. Huh.
I hope he goes out. He's got to, man. There's no way he comes back. No way.
Who, Peyton?
Yeah.
Nah, he'll end up being like Favre. He'll end up hurting his career.
Yeah.
I mean, his image got ruined when he came back to football. It was just like when he left the first time, he should have stayed out.
Yeah, he was like on top of the world.
Yeah, but when he came back, he stunk. Mm-hmm. Like way worse than he ever did before. He was always the king of throwing interceptions. Mm-hmm. But when he came back, it was like, when's he throwing a touchdown? You know, it was awful. So, I don't know. I think Peyton's done. I really do. Plus, you know what? He achieved everything you could possibly achieve for the most part. Not to mention, the Super Bowl was his 200th win.
Oh, fuck.
And he was tied with Favre.
Yeah.
Was it Favre?
Yeah, Favre. Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
He was tied with Favre at 199. So now he leads that. You know when the next time someone's going to win 200 fucking NFL games? It's going to be a long time. His honestly, he'll probably be dead. Until someone, you
really?
Know, yeah,
that's a lot of wins.
That's a lot of wins.
Tom Brady
man.
Couldn't do that.
Well, actually, that's right. I forgot about him.
Yeah,
it's hard to forget about that motherfucker, or it's easy to forget about that motherfucker.
Yeah. I remember.
Fucking hate Patriots. Fuck the Patriots.
I know. I'm just
and
glad
all their fucking fans.
I'm glad they weren't in that. Yeah, right. I'm glad. They're fucking posers. They
all of them.
Sounds like you're taking a little personal there.
I'm not taking nothing personal. I'm glad. I don't like Patriots. I don't like Patriots or their fans.
I'm glad they weren't in it this year. Yeah.
Fans have zero knowledge of the game.
Certain fans do.
No, their fans don't have knowledge of the game.
They're just posers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
At least the ones from New England are.
Isn't your boy Bobby Kelly a Patriots fan?
Well, he's one of them, yeah.
He doesn't know shit.
Huh?
He doesn't know shit.
He don't know shit. No.
Damn.
You don't.
You hate Patriots.
Oh, fuck you.
He hates the Patriots.
Fuck.
It's almost like his ex-wife was a Patriots fan or something.
I know. You would think. Weird. What would you do if your son grew up to be a Patriot?
Kick him in his fucking face.
I disown you.
There's that good father shit we were talking about.
That's hard love right there.
Yeah.
Either put him to sleep.
Hey, I didn't pay child support for you to be some fucking Patriots fan.
See, the fucking thing is, it's a bond between a father and a son. Don't fucking stick your nose where it doesn't belong.
Whoa.
I want him to be a fucking Eagles fan. That's our fucking
thing. Isn't that physically kind of hard to do?
I want him to grow up an Eagles fan. Got to be serious here, this motherfucker.
It's what we do.
So he doesn't get to pick his own team?
No. He gets to, eventually, yes. He's going to pick his own team. But I don't want... It's like a fucking contest. How much Eagles stuff... Can I get how much Patriot stuff? Can they?
Oh,
you but know, you know what it's going to come down to? And I hate to say this because it is actual fact. What it's going to come down to is he's going to not pick.
Either.
No. He's
good.
No. He's going to go with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Yeah, he only sees his deadbeat father once a month.
I never factored that in. That's but awesome. I still got another good point on that though, even though Chris might have beat it. You know.
With what, a fake fact?
No. Fuck out of here. No. His mother could easily say, you know, you don't want to pick a loser team like your father.
She's got a fucking point.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles are a loser.
Father's a loser.
So is your father.
Yeah, but some
people... Well, that's something she would do.
But some people root for the underdog.
Yeah, but for his kid, it would probably make him look more like a dog rather than an underdog, you know, like... You know, look at this.
You know, you would think you want the best for your son. Let him be a Patriots fan. He's going to grow up with a fucking lifelong misery being an Eagles fan.
That is fucking
That's true.
And a Flyers fan, and a Phillies fan, yeah. A Sixers fan.
No, fuck
Ship
that.
Ship him up to Boston, just like the song.
Nah, fuck that shit. He'll be miserable with me.
You don't really care if he's an Eagles fan. You just don't want to lose that battle with your ex-wife.
No, I want him to... Yeah, I know what you're doing. I want him to be a fucking Eagles fan.
To do it. He's right.
You don't care.
Huh?
You care less what team he cheers for.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think you care.
I want him to be an Eagles fan. Yes, I want
him to think you care.
I do. I do care. I want him to be an Eagles fan.
You want him to be an Eagles fan because
so
you want to be
your ex-wife. It's like that NFL. It's like that NFL shop commercial where the Packers family sends a Packers jersey to the wife who's married to the Bears guy,
and the Bears guy fucking teabags it and throws it.
So
in the trash.
So when Marco dresses his kid in Eagles garb and he goes back home, his mom probably throws it out.
More than likely,
No,
I got all the Eagles shirts and stuff.
Like here?
Oh, you don't let him wear it home?
What's that? And I keep all the Eagles stuff. I got an Eagles jacket for him.
You take the shirt off his back? He deadbeat?
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Fuck that. Nah, man.
Well, that sucks.
No. It's done on purpose. Don't push your fucking bullshit.
But you know that's what's going to happen.
Okay, especially when 10 years ago your team was something else. Now it's the fucking Patriots.
Oh, really? Yeah. How do you know?
Told me, like, there's nothing wrong with it. Well, like, 49ers 10 years ago. Well, you're fucking stupid, because who the fuck does that?
Posers.
I mean, that's really difficult to just switch teams like
What
that.
About the family? Were they the same way? Did they all switch the same time?
I don't know.
I'm curious now.
They switch teams, husbands. That's amazing.
They have, like, a family meeting. All right. The Niners just aren't doing it for us anymore. We're going to have to pick a new team.
Let's pick the Patriots.
On three. Break.
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 Break. Let's take a break.
You want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes.
The fuck?
You of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding,
2. Classic.
Ding,
natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money.
Yeah.
And check out check out the new show, Misery Loves Company.
Yeah.
They were pipping Riotcast on Opie and Jim the other day.
Cool. Good job.
How did they get on Opie and Jim?
I don't know. I have no idea. No clue.
We can't even get on the maintenance guys and the janitor show.
Yeah, Bobby was on yesterday with TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
like
Ryan
him.
Reynolds.
No shit.
Yeah.
For Deadpool?
Yeah, they were it was good banter back and forth.
I bet.
Yeah.
I like Ryan Reynolds. He's funny.
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
I can't wait to see Deadpool. Looks awesome.
Next week,
he does
right?
look good.
I think it comes out tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah,
it
comes out
dude.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
She don't know yet, but that's what we're going to go do Saturday before we go out
Who?
To dinner. Me and the woman.
And you'll be single on Sunday. Good job.
she likes that kind of shit.
Does
hopefully.
She?
Yeah.
Hopefully?
Yeah. Well, she got 2 boys, so she's always seeing superhero movies and shit.
That's true. It's default. She has no choice.
She's got no choice.
Now she got a 3rd boy.
3rd and 4th soon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's going to hate men in about a month's time from now.
It's a lot of dirty underwear.
That's funny. You're going to take her to see Deadpool. Isn't that enough that your life's won?
My life is good.
Cesspool.
Stop making shit up.
Dick. After the conversation we just had, we ain't making nothing up. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't mind. That shit don't bother me. It fires me up, that's all.
Because it bothers you.
I mean, wouldn't it bother you?
Yeah, no, yeah. Of course it would.
No,
I wouldn't say it doesn't bother me.
Fucking miserable.
I wouldn't say that it doesn't bother me.
It's like a fucking flea. You know, you just flick it off.
I don't get fleas.
Miserable night.
I don't get fleas. Another miserable life. No, I understand. Listen, if I was in your position, it would bother the fuck out of me. It would piss me off.
I know your reaction.
And it would put me in a fucking rage.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I get it.
But those are Marco problems. I don't have Marco problems.
No, you do not.
Should have never had a kid, man.
Nah, he's my world.
And I get
I
that. You
more
have
more.
To say that because you'd be an asshole if you didn't. But in all honesty, the worst thing that ever happened to you was having a kid with her. That was the worst thing that
could
happen.
The worst thing that ever happened to him was meeting her.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
Fucking work. God damn it.
But the worst thing that could have happened since then was having a kid, because now, you know, it's like your life's like an abyss.
Yeah, it's like you escaped. It's like you went back to prison willingly.
Yeah.
Dude, we went over.
It's like breaking out of Alcatraz and then like this building a cell in your house.
We're just retreading, Eric, beating a dead horse. I know all this.
Lesson learned. Moving forward, don't make the same mistake.
Huh?
Listen, I did the same thing. We're in the same boat. We're both idiots.
Yeah, she had kids too.
I didn't have a kid, but I went
back to a situation I shouldn't have.
Are
you saying we're kindred spirits?
I'm saying we have something in common.
And what is that?
Bad decisions.
We both made the same mistake and went back to something familiar.
Yeah, but I took it to the next level.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started everything all over again.
Yeah, you shit three mermaids.
Dead. There's an octopus that lives in my
windshield. Uterus? Oh.
That lives in what?
In my windshield. I named him Seneca.
In your windshield?
Yeah.
How does that work?
An octopus that lives in my windshield.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, the stupid is back.
Good, welcome back, stupid.
Jesus Christ.
Chris's face was excellent.
I don't know.
It's just the way that my mind works. I got a crack in my glass, and now...
You named a crack in your glass.
Well, it looks like an octopus now, so I named it Seneca.
What the fuck?
Well, dumb bitches like dumb things!
Thank you.
Welcome back,
Dumb. Listen, I haven't gotten it fixed yet, so I'm trying to deal with it the best way that I can.
You named the crack in your window?
Yeah, because it looks like an octopus.
Stupid bitch.
There we go.
I don't get it.
It looks like an octopus. I'll show you guys. Oh, is that Pedro?
Yeah. Pedro.
Joe. What's up, fuckers?
What's up, fucker?
Yo, what's going on over there? Like, Marco says, like, call in and shit, and I've been calling in, and then you don't...
I never tell you to call in.
Yeah, you put it on Facebook and all of that shit.
I just told you to call in after the break.
No. You put it before the show was started.
I put it on
Facebook. Fuckers and this and that.
I don't say Pedro calling. Let's try to get some new flavor in here, which happens never.
No, you're like calling and shit.
Pedro.
You don't fucking pick up.
They told me not to pick up.
Oh, you're going to blame it on us?
No.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
He told us at the break that you called 11 times.
That's what sucks, because then you have a topic, and I'm calling in to talk about that topic, and now you fucking passed over it. Like, it's long forgotten and shit.
Are you calling the bitch, or are you calling the cat?
No. Stop it. Pedro, say what you want to say. Talk about the topic we passed over.
Okay, Missy, I want to fuck you in the ass.
I don't think we hit that topic yet.
We did not talk about ass fucking.
No. Yeah, Valentine's.
No. He sent you the 2 dozen roses.
Pedro, did you send me those flowers?
I cannot confirm nor deny, but you say that I didn't know where you live, so I leave it as that.
It was to my job.
Oh, you fucked up.
You said I didn't know where you live. What makes you think that if I know where you live, I wouldn't know where you work? I'm just going to say that shit.
You don't know where I live.
I know where you live.
You do not.
Well, okay, so I know where you work, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to say that it's for some company that has microphones and shit.
Okay.
Oh.
You know what? I think you owe Pedro a blowjob for those 2 dozen roses.
I agree.
No, I don't owe Pedro a blowjob for
2 dozen roses this time of year.
That's expensive.
I don't know. He's not admitting to it, so it's not him.
He did not confirm nor deny.
I want a cold, hard...
No, I'm not going to confirm nor deny that I know where Missy lives, because she's like, no, you know she's lying and shit, but I'm not going to...
He's calling from your house.
Pedro, when you described where I live, it was not true, though.
I know what I'm telling you.
All right. I'll talk to you about off the air.
There's some trees.
That's what he said. He's like,
There's brick buildings.
Dirt roads, trailers on both sides.
That sounds more
like Pedro, can you confirm that I do not live in a trailer?
That you do not live in a trailer?
Yeah, I do not live in a trailer park.
You don't live in a trailer, no.
All right.
So he has been to your house.
No. Stop.
So it could be Pedro.
It could be Pedro.
Good for you, Pedro.
Google Maps and your street view, right? What's that?
I don't know. Something's happening.
What'd you say, bro?
I said, good for you, Pedro.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. No, I was going to say about Valentine's. You guys were talking about Valentine's. And the payoff for a man is not, okay, the way it works nowadays is that the man is cool to the woman on Valentine's. Like, no guy likes it. But if you're thinking ahead, then exactly a month later, we got a steak and blowjob day.
Yeah, but not everybody goes by that. That's the problem.
You have to, though.
No.
Listen, set the ground rules with your girl with that shit.
No, I understand that, but it's not national anymore. Like, in other words, once they start putting it on the calendar, because there's going to be a lot of women that won't follow it, you know? Like, there's a lot of...
Oh, then there's no Valentine's for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that, but...
Me and Mike talked about it.
What, steak and blowjob?
Yeah.
Was it in discussions?
Yeah, I said, whatever you do for me for Valentine's Day, I will equally do for you, male version.
So you get him flowers and ass fuck him?
No. It'll be stuff that he likes,
just like
obviously.
Just a steak and a blowjob. Yeah, and make sure it's a fucking prime, you know, prime beef, you know, not some bullshit.
Filet mignon.
Yeah.
Yeah, no flank steak.
No, fuck no, come on.
No, you know, some like, you know, like no. We call it churrasco. I don't know the English name for it.
For what?
Churrasco. I don't know the English name for that shit. So
what,
some
prime
shit
rib?
Like that, like big piece of meat and shit.
Prime rib, filet mignon, something like that?
I don't think it's a skirt steak, but some shit like that.
No, it's not skirt steak. Filet mignon and prime rib are like the two best cuts of meat.
Yeah, filet mignon.
No, I'm saying churrasco. Brasco. But that's the payoff.
Not
you know, with your girl. With your woman. Listen, I'm going to treat you nice on Valentine's. It's your fucking holiday. All I want is a steak and a blowjob on March 14th. You know, and the sexier the better. And that's it.
Pedro, do you have a Valentine?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, he has Valentine's, plural.
No, you know, I used to like spend it with the hookers, but not anymore. I haven't done that shit in a while. So
you've been hooker free for a while now.
No, yeah, it's been like 2 years now.
Can't say the same for young Mike.
Fuck you.
Yo, Pedro, what about that? What about that chica you were hanging out with the last time you called?
Yeah, the one that was in Jersey.
I don't know. You called
the one about Lemisol.
Yeah, you called the chick was
from the restaurant.
Oh no! There was no chick in there. That was Doña Ana was there. She's like the cook.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. The chick.
No, but she's the cook and she's a nice lady. But I wouldn't go there.
Okay, I was just asking. It was just a question. I didn't. You know.
No. Yeah. And. There was this chick in New Jersey that I had listening and shit. And we're still talking. Let's see what happens.
Oh, that's maybe a chick he tried to get her to call in.
Yeah.
She wouldn't call in.
Why not? Why won't she call in?
No, I don't think she's listening. Like, now you gotta
get her to call in, man.
I the thing was that she didn't have a Skype on the phone, so that was the bullshit.
I tell her to use her cell phone to call in.
Yeah, and you know, I'm like, so hopefully, I mean, she's not listening, so I can say it. So hopefully, I'll get to cock and slap her. She, you know, and then all coming all over.
Yeah, and then a month later, you get a steak and a BJ from her.
Yeah, man, that would be, Shannon. But Shannon, fucking Shannon, it's like sometimes she and I will talk and we're talking and everything is cool. And then sometimes, like, I message her. And she doesn't message me back for like a couple of days. I'm like, this shit is boring now. You know. Like Shannon. to do the steak and a blowjob shit, too. But I will feed her the steak.
Oh my God.
The tube steak.
One big greasy steak. A lot of fucking, you know.
Shannon's probably throwing up right now.
Nah, I don't think she's listening. I asked her like last week or 2 weeks if she was listening. She was like, no, okay. I'm like, all right.
She's got family game night or something on Thursday nights.
Why yeah, she says some she bullshit
on,
like that.
On Facebook, family game night.
Yeah, well, what is that shit? I don't know.
That's where you have fucking fun with your fam.
What's that?
That's where you have, like, sit around and have fun with your family.
She can't throw the show on in the background? What the fuck?
I think she did that once and she said it wasn't appropriate.
Yeah,
it wasn't
good. We're not family friendly.
Yeah, we're not. Your sister?
I would take Shannon out for like some Valentine's and shit. I would do some romantic shit.
Send her some flowers.
There you go.
So send her some. That's homo.
No, she's a girl. She's not. That's not homo.
For a guy to walk around with the flowers.
You don't have to walk around. Go online and order flowers, have it sent to her. That's all. It's not homo.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do if I do it. Not that I did, Missy. I'm just saying. But okay. Maybe I did and maybe I don't.
Oh, there we go.
It's a mystery.
Apparently.
We'll never know.
I'll probably find out in like a month.
I think it was Pedro.
It would be great.
Did you take a close look at the flowers, see if there was any dried cum on it?
Oh, God, no, there's not.
Because I can tell you it was probably Pedro.
That shit. Or like, it would be cool, like to have Missy, like, laying down naked, like, on the, you know, with the flower petals on the bed and shit. But then what you would do...
Done that.
You would drop a couple of drops of cum on her nipples.
Oh, my God.
You put the flower petals right on that on their nipples and then on her pussy, and then they will stick to it.
Oh, my God.
And then she can walk around. Like the flower petals will be like the pasty shit. But it will be like nipples. You don't like that shit, like me?
Oh yeah, that's very romantic.
Yeah,
she'll look like one of those statues you see in like
and
a courtyard.
Fucking Billy the Kid, if you're listening, don't even think about it. It's my
holy shit,
that was funny.
Jeez.
She looked like one of those Greek statues that have the leaves covering all the parts.
Yeah, but instead it's the rose petals and the pegament, the glue.
Just stick in there with the cum. Yeah.
The glue is the
it's my petrogees.
Jeez.
And then Missy can walk around like that in the apartment and shit.
Oh my God.
That would be
cook
hot.
A steak.
Yeah, she says she'll cook a steak too while she's wearing the pasties.
What do you think, Missy?
What do I think? I'm going to do a hard pass on that.
A hard pass?
That's rude. I think you owe him for buying you the roses.
Yeah.
He did not buy them for me.
I don't know.
Pedro's not the romantic. That's homo.
Oh, well. I that's what I wanted to say. But you see, like, if I would have called in while you were talking about Valentine's, it would have been different. Now you guys are... Went into the Super Bowl and shit.
Well, we're done talking about the Super Bowl.
No. Missy, so are you going to... Why don't you dump this fucking guy before the... you know, after Valentine's, but before the anniversary. So then we can, you know, sexy time.
Sexy time. I'm good. Again. Thank you.
What's that?
I said I'm good, but thank you.
Ah,
he's doing good. You should root for him.
I don't know. I'm not going to say it, but...
I'm rooting for him, too. I'm rooting for him to fucking leave.
I'm rooting for Pedro.
Save himself. Pedro welcomes the pain.
Yes.
Pedro welcomes the pain.
Nah, you know, it's like, damn, what I gotta do for this woman?
Can you imagine if, here's the scenario. So Pedro and Missy finally get together, and Missy turns Pedro into like a little lap dog.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
That would be fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
It would never happen.
No, it would never happen.
No, it would never happen. No,
Pedro
never.
Would fucking cock a slapper.
He would. While he's gluing rose petals to me.
Like pin the tail on the donkey.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Send Shannon some flowers.
Was that the flowers? What?
Send Shannon some flowers.
Somebody asked to. She wants you to send Shannon some flowers.
Send Shannon. I'm not going to confirm nor deny where she lives either.
You are a fucking creep.
Major's got skills, apparently.
That's the other thing. Like, she's in New York, but she's in fucking Staten Island. I'm like,
you're like from right there.
High, I'm not going. Even that shit far. Is too far.
That's true. You wouldn't even come into fucking New York when I was there.
But you're a pussy. But I'll tell you why, Pedro. Because she works in the city, right? At a club.
Yeah.
Why don't you go just see her?
Well, she's always like, no, you know, I'm good. I tell her,
she's going to stop you from walking in the bar and
Yeah, you just go there yourself.
Introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Are you just too pussy?
I'm not fucking.
You're a homo.
I'm not fucking.
You're a microphone Casanova.
You're a fucking.
You're a microphone Casanova, bro. Go see her. Meet her.
I mean, one day, I posted on Facebook, yo, I'm at this bar, whoever, join me and shit. And she's like, oh, I know where you are. That used to be from where I work at. I'm
she's
like,
not
so come out.
She's not coming to you. You got to go to her.
I mean, I'm not going to confirm nor deny where she lives, but I certainly don't know where she works yet. So I got to find that shit out.
All over fucking Facebook, dude.
Yeah, I gotta find that shit out. Yeah, I could just show up to her office like a client and shit.
No, she works at a bar. She bartends.
Yeah,
her side job.
Oh, yeah, but like I said, that shit is in Staten Island, bro.
Oh, that's in Staten Island?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's Carajo, man. You know, I mean, I would do it, you know, but it's like...
Carajo.
Fuck, I bet, I don't want to make that trip for nothing, you know?
Well, you probably will.
No, yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
It's like, a bit of a prude.
Worst case scenario, you can always drop roofies in somebody else's drink.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I would
I've
do.
I've done it lately, but that's true.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I mean,
like, oh, I see what you're saying. Going to her bar, yeah, that's easy, you know. But yeah. But then she would be working and shit. Like, I got to take her out and shit. And I asked her out. And I'm like, yo, let's go out and shit.
She doesn't know what you look like.
And you're too far. I'm like, I meet you halfway, like in Midtown and shit.
She doesn't know what you look like. She doesn't know what you look like. She's supposed to go out on a blind date with you?
My pictures are on Facebook, man. You guys keep saying that shit. That they don't know what I look like.
No,
it's all on Facebook.
Your pictures aren't on Facebook, bro.
Yeah,
there's a couple.
Nah, but we can't tell which one's him, though.
Yeah, we don't know which one's you. We think it's you.
Yeah, we don't know which one's you. We just guess which one's you. But we there's no...
They're on Facebook, so...
There's no clear-cut pictures
of
you.
Checking right now.
Yeah, like why don't you put your profile picture as you? That way we know who you are and what you look like. But
I like alphabet soup. I like having that shit.
Pedro, do you still do YouTube videos?
What?
Do you still do YouTube videos?
You still
say that again? What YouTube video?
Do you still do the YouTube videos? Do you do any anymore?
I haven't done one in a while. Like, I have one that I said, you know, is my cousin, that motherfucker, the one who uploads them. And I sent him one, but he hasn't put it up, that piece of shit.
Put it up yourself.
See, I don't know about that shit. That's the thing. With the YouTube, I left it always to my cousin.
The YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
The YouTube.
I think I have another video I sent, and that motherfucker hasn't put it up. I hate that piece
Pedro,
of shit.
Pedro, you know what you need to do? You make a Ballentine video for Missy and for Shannon, and you should do the step by step how to glue rose petals on the nipples and on the pussy.
That's a good idea, man. But
that's a great idea. What?
It will have to be for YouPorn because YouTube will take that shit down.
Well, you can blow it out.
The thing is, I'm going to need Missy to be naked, and she ain't going to do it willingly, so I'm going to need to slap her and tie her up and do the whole shit.
Jesus.
Slap her entire up. Sounds like foreplay.
Right?
That's how she got pregnant.
They hogtie her and slapped the shit out of her.
You know Missy likes that shit rough.
I think you might be onto something there, Pedro.
Yeah, so she would like that shit.
Missy probably yells. Missy probably yells at young Mike all the time. Choke me.
Yeah,
do it harder, you pussy.
This way, Missy. Missy, you know that's a good idea. That Fabio just gave me.
What's that?
So we might do it, whether you like it or not. So if one day you walk around and like a blindfold comes to your face, now you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, don't fight it.
Don't make it difficult.
Now, Pedro, I was suggesting to do a how-to video. I didn't direct it towards Missy and Shannon. I wasn't telling you to rape them.
I wouldn't rape her.
No, you would just cock a slapper, slap and beat the shit out of her and tie her up.
I would tear her clothes off, tie her down, come on her nipples, put the petals, but I wouldn't fuck her if she didn't.
Jesus.
Oh, he's going to wait for consent.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Like, I wouldn't put my dick inside if she doesn't want me to.
Right.
Well, see, thank you for the consideration.
Yeah, she appreciates that.
That's right.
That's a nice gesture.
You know? Yeah, so we can definitely do that.
Pedro, I don't know what you look like.
She's looking at your Facebook right now, Pedro. She doesn't know which one is you.
I'm telling you always, my picture's out on Facebook. You want to play games that you don't know me. It's there.
Is it the... Is it... All right. Well, then I'm
okay,
gonna...
describe your hair.
Yeah.
It grows out of my head.
Is it black? Do you have black hair? And it's like curly-esque?
You know, and I'm...
Are you really skinny?
And I'm there with people and shit. And there's one, I'm there by myself.
Yep, I know what you look like.
Isn't there one with you in the backpack?
Is he the skinny one?
Yep. He's the one that people keep sending us pictures of. It's that.
Okay, with the glasses?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, Pedro...
You know, you don't look like you sound.
You don't at all.
I don't know what picture you guys looking at. I'm just saying. Picture is in my Facebook.
Yeah, we got it.
Let me ask you this, Pedro. How many pictures of you are on your Facebook?
There's a number of them.
There's two.
No, there isn't.
Two's a number.
All I can say is two. Everything else is like weird shit.
Yeah, there's a number of pictures in my Facebook. But in any case, I gotta go, fuck.
All right.
Missy.
Pedro.
I will cock a slap to you forever. You know.
Okay. Happy Valentine's
but
Day.
But Betty Lovin. And yeah, happy Valentine's and shit.
All right.
All right, Pedro. Have a good one.
Bye, buddy. Pedro.
What a romantic.
Jesus. My God.
A creep.
That's Pedro.
That's him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
It might not
be. He pretty much confirmed it, though.
See, I don't believe it, because there's tons of pictures of different people on it.
You know, Marianne from Brooklyn put a picture out with the whack pack and tagged Pedro, and I think it's him.
Well, you should find that so we can do our, you know, not now.
Yeah, I'll find it.
We'll do it after the show. I think we took a long enough break. Steak and BJ day. It would look so good on a calendar.
What day is that?
I always thought it was March 13th or 15th. I thought it was like a month
maybe it is.
And a day later. But I'm not 100% sure.
It could be whatever fucking day you want it to be.
It could be every day.
It should be every day.
Steak and BJ day. You know, get a steak, get like a nice filet mignon, cut a big hole in the center, and just put it right around your dick.
Oh my God.
Get that steak.
So that's nice of Pedro to send you those flowers.
He didn't send me that.
You don't think so?
No. He would not do something like that. Come on, you guys really think he would?
I don't know.
I think
if Pedro did
the card say Happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think if Pedro sent it, it would be in Pedro speak.
I would hope so, because then I'm just getting gypped, I feel. It needs to be fully authentically him.
Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Love.
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a Pedro.
No.
Yeah. Two dozen?
Mm-hmm.
Pro flowers?
Yep.
So you had to pull them out the box. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I fucking hate about Pro Flowers.
Yeah, you gotta
I think all women hate Pro Flowers at this moment.
Yeah, because you have to, like, assemble it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, happy Valentine's Day. Here's some IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
That shit will never get put together.
No, yeah,
never.
And half of them were long stem and half of them were short stem. So Jew. I had to, like, put them back.
Okay, so
yeah.
So the guy's Jewish.
So it could be secret Mike.
Mike.
Does he have a family member that admires you?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What happened on that cruise?
Shut up.
What the hell happened on that cruise?
Nothing happened on that cruise.
I'm debating whether or not to get my girl flowers. I just don't. I get her flowers every year, and it just.
Get her a plant.
It's like point.
Get her an African palm tree.
No.
Get her an orchid.
And no Africans are allowed in the house. Just kidding. I'm joking. Just kidding.
Fab, what's the deal with these jelly beans?
Well, I don't know. They were a gift. Your sister-in-law.
I'm
Chris's sister-in-law gave them to me when I stopped over there earlier tonight.
Are you serious?
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's it.
They're the shit jelly beans.
They're the shit jelly beans that we were talking about.
I didn't fucking know. She's like, you want some jelly beans? I was like, I don't want any.
They tried to get
you. They tried to get you, and I got
it. I said, I didn't want any, but I'll bring it there, you know.
That little bitch.
One of them was actually really good, but the second one was really bad. And then the third one,
try another one. Tell us what it tastes like.
I almost threw up. I did. I had to go.
Try one that doesn't make you vomit.
Try another one.
I'll try a black one.
Try a black one. Figure. Probably black licorice.
Every girl does it once.
What's it taste like?
That's the same face I made when I saw Puppy Monkey Baby.
It tastes burnt.
Burnt?
It tastes like something burnt.
Burnt wood?
Burnt. Burnt dick?
It tastes burnt.
Here, let me try one. Here. Let me try one. Yeah. See what we got.
Oh, man, I gotta go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's wrong with these?
What'd you get, diarrhea?
All right, let's try this one. Chris, what color?
I don't give a fuck.
All right, let's see what this is.
What color is it, Marco?
It's like a...
I don't, can
here,
everybody,
take the brown one.
Can everybody hear Missy throwing up right now? You guys hear that?
Yeah. Don't die in my house.
Oh, okay. All right, ready?
What color is it?
Like, oh, my God.
What is it?
I can't eat. Ugh.
What is it?
I don't... Tastes like...
Mine was burnt.
Rigatoni.
Rigatoni's fucking delicious.
The fuck I want to...
What are you, a communist?
You don't like savory?
What? Rigatoni.
Yeah, rigatoni's like savory.
Ugh. What the fuck are you talking about?
The longer you chew into them, the worse they get.
The worse it is.
Yeah.
Oh!
Try one.
That's
Bob.
Disgusting.
No.
Come on.
Do I look like an idiot?
I want to see you try one. Chris isn't going to because he already got.
Yeah, they got me on Sunday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That is bad.
I don't buy it.
No, it's fucking bad, dude.
Maybe it was just one bad one. Try another one.
One of them that I ate was good.
Oh, say? Stuck in my tooth.
Yeah, like one was good. But the second one was not good.
Oh, it's stuck in my teeth. Oh,
the third one, before we started the show, tasted. It was fucking
horrible.
Honestly,
the colors
are
really... Did it get
stuck in your one tooth?
No.
Oh.
The colors are not pleasant.
Oh.
One looks like snot. The other one looks like...
Seriously, it's bad.
Like yellow jizz.
And the longer you chew it, the worse it gets.
I gotta be honest with you. I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, I'm gonna pass.
Chris already got. How many did you eat before you got? Just one?
Well, the first one was disgusting.
You'd think that the orange ones would be safe, but...
But do you know how sometimes people just, like, throw a handful
that was
in their
bad.
Mouth?
All right, I'm going to do it.
Yours tasted like rigatoni?
I'm taking an orange.
It was an orange. Bob's taking an orange.
Tastes like peach.
Peach?
You probably
Why
got a good one.
You fucking lucked out.
You got a good one.
There must be duds. There must be gross ones and good ones. Because I had, a buttery popcorn
This tastes like
one.
Peach.
Try another one. Dry until
no. Try a shitty color one.
No, no. This is how it works.
We're going to do roulette.
I got a good one. You're next.
All right.
It's like roulette. Russian roulette.
All right. I'm going to try.
Peach, right?
No. A yellow one with orange spots in it.
Disgusting. Whatever that was.
It's fucking onion.
She goes again. Follow her with the mic.
Chris, are you in?
I don't have a drink.
Neither do I. I got ice.
You have coffee?
Run upstairs and get beer for me.
Really?
Yeah. House bitch.
now go fuck.
Come on, house nugget. Go get it.
I was trying to be nice and play along with the game, and now I go fuck yourself.
No, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm going to get a drink so Chris can do it.
Oh, okay.
Chris is in. We're gonna go around the table.
If we could have, like, Yo, Marco, grab a napkin.
Actually, plastic cups?
Yeah, some I could spit in.
Get one to spit them in.
Get a plastic cup, too, bitch.
Come on, house nugget.
Yo, that fucking onion was nasty.
See, I like onions.
I like onions, too, but not in jelly bean form. Like, the texture was bizarre. So, oh, man, my stomach is weird now. Your family is evil, Chris.
Ow, ow.
Yo, it was so gross that I'm shaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Keanu, relax. Yeah.
You had this peach one here, right?
Yeah, but I feel didn't. Like...
I had the peach one.
No, like this one's like has like spots on it. Like.
Oh, no, mine was just all peach.
Here, I opens it for you, massa.
Thank
good
you,
job,
nugget.
Nugget.
Thanks, boy.
You didn't get a cup. Yeah, a cup so everyone could spit.
Yeah, we need some of this.
Sure, it's moldy.
Did you get him a beer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, sir.
He's over here, too.
Oh, man, that onion one was nasty.
Really?
Chris is dissecting. Just pick
Come on,
one.
Just pick one.
Come on, faggot!
Live on the edge. What do you got?
What's it taste like?
What is it?
What is it?
I have no fucking idea. It's disgusting.
So what's this thing called? Can we get the official name so people know what
I'll
we're
look
doing?
It up right now.
Marco, what color is that? That's a green one, right?
It's like a booger green, like a booger green.
Yeah.
I hope it's a booger. I hope it's vomit.
It's booger. Come on, man. Stop being a pussy.
It's called Jelly Belly Bean Boozled.
Like Bean Boozled.
Bean Boozled.
Oh, it's like broccoli.
Ew.
You had broccoli and rigatonis.
I know. You're getting food. I had onions and burnt.
Ugh.
All right. I'm going to go with this. I don't know what you want to call it. Like a off color with orange specks.
All right.
Did anybody have this one yet?
No.
Mm-mm. No. Good. Did you get a nasty one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking bad.
Mm. I wish we had names for these.
What is it? Maybe there's a list.
You're going to have a heart attack.
Jelly Belly.
I think this one's called the De Niro because it made me look like
a... Okay, I'm going to look up the different flavors.
Oh, my God.
See if there's the color, too, so we can match them up.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
I can't even tell you the one I just had. There's no description for it.
Oh, man, there's different editions.
But we're playing the retard edition because we're all doing it.
Do you think that they have the newest one?
Well, find one that has peach. Because that's the one that I had that was good.
Okay, I'm looking right now.
And you had buttered popcorn earlier. So
I did have buttered popcorn.
So match those two, because I would assume that they're all different.
Okay. Okay, I found a buttered popcorn. You had a peach? Found a peach. Okay cool.
So you found the addition?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called...
Oh, Jesus.
The purple edition.
It's called the third edition.
Okay.
No yeah. edition.
So which one?
So I had the like beige, the off white with orange specks.
It looks like baby wipes.
That's unless they were dirty. It didn't taste like baby wipes. No.
And then Chris, what color was yours?
White one.
So, hang on. Oh, here it is. Okay. It's fuzzy.
It's fuzzy man.
All right, cool. There we go. It was just plain white.
Isn't it supposed to be one of two flavors?
No, it's a bunch.
No, I'm saying each color is could be two flavors.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to read them both.
But, okay.
So, like, the one that I had, you should read both.
Oh, okay. The one that you had was moldy cheese.
I've never had moldy cheese.
Okay.
You know what?
And yours was baby wipes.
Oh, good.
Green. You know what? Maybe
green.
You're right.
Green.
Because it does have, like, a... Has anyone ever had pepper jack cheese?
Yeah, yeah, I love
it's
that.
It's got a little bit of a pepper jack cheese aftertaste. Okay. So, maybe that is what I had.
There you go. The green one was booger.
Oh,
what else could it be though?
What's new?
Juicy pear.
Okay, so what could have mine been if it wasn't
coconut?
Okay, so mine was either coconut or all right. And Chris's was white, so his could have been one of two flavors:
baby wipes
or
coconut. Yours was caramel corn. Sorry.
Oh yeah, that wasn't caramel.
I'm so confused.
Yours could have been baby wipes or coconut.
So you had baby wipes.
Either way, it tastes fucking the same.
Mine was skunk spray.
The black one?
Yep. That's fucking disgusting. Now I know why it tasted burnt. That's definitely it. All right. Now that I have like a cheat sheet, though, is this fair?
Yeah, but you don't know which is which.
Oh, I don't want to try that.
No, you got to just close your eyes and pick one.
Yeah, now. Oh, okay. Yeah, now.
That's how you got to go.
All right.
Jeez.
I got, oh, man.
Just
okay.
Put it in. Tell us what
just
it is.
Put it in your mouth.
Put it in. Put it in your mouth. She's okay. She's okay.
I got peach, which I don't like, so I have to spit it out.
Really?
I have a thing with peach.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Doesn't taste like skunk.
I don't like peach.
Chris is next. Chris has got what color was?
Is it like white with specks?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's what I had. So it's either caramel corn or moldy cheese.
It's moldy cheese.
There's two that are
fuck.
The one that is like an orangey.
Go to Marco.
The one that's an orangey yellow. There's two different kinds of yellow and white.
Actually, you can look because you don't want to get the same one again.
Yeah. I got a white.
Okay. Hand it over.
Moldy cheese.
No, it can't be.
That's yeah.
Baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
White is baby wipes.
I never ate a baby wipe.
This is a fucking horrible game.
It's disgusting.
Like whoever invented it is like
an evil. Asshole.
Is evil, yeah.
You know, the purple one's tempting because it looks like grape. But
ooh, do it. Nobody did a purple yet.
Please be good. It's got to be bad.
It's between two really a good thing or a really bad thing.
It's good.
All right, chocolate.
But I can't. Okay, I
chocolate
was going to say.
Pudding.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a fucking snack pack?
I want a snack pack.
I want a fucking snack pack. All right, I'm going to try. Is this one that I haven't tried yet? All right, it's that like yellow. Like the orangey.
Ugh. Baby wipes.
It's moldy cheese.
It's moldy cheese.
Like your vagina.
Hey.
You just went down and grabbed
it. The aftertaste is worse. Like,
it is bad.
Oh, fuck. God.
I like that.
Don't put it back. What is it?
Brown?
Purple, right. Brown, yeah.
Purplish brown, let's see.
Mine was chocolate pudding, so yours might be...
If it's bad, then it's bad. Is it good?
Yeah, it's the chocolate pudding.
All right, okay. Cool.
I know my pudding.
Because the bad version of it is pretty bad.
It's shit.
Well, it's not shit.
Didn't you just have that or no?
No. This is orange.
Is it orange with like red specks in it?
Yeah.
Okay. This is something horrible. Good? Alright. Yeah. Is it the peach?
No.
Alright, cool.
No.
Its counterpart is pretty horrible. Barf.
Barf.
That's definitely eatable.
Eatable?
I can't tell if this is white or not. I mean, it's...
It can only be between white or like
it speckled. Looks like white, but it has speckles.
What color are the speckles? Are they yellow?
Not yellow. More like an orange.
Okay, then it's between the cheese and the corn.
But I already had...
Then try a different one.
I already touched. I'm not going to put it back.
Missy put her whole hand in the bag and juggled them around.
I did.
So, sorry. So we all have herpes.
Yeah. Okay, I think I found a white one. I'm going to try. Yeah.
I want to try a white one, too. I want to try a blue one, but there's no blue in there, huh?
I can't tell.
Is it plain white? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's either between the baby wipe thing or the coconut. So maybe it's coconut.
It's not coconut. It's nasty.
All right, this one's yellow and white.
Pedro, she spits.
All right, that was rotten egg.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No.
That would probably put me over.
That would probably make me vomit.
Yeah.
I'm taking a black one.
Okay. Chris got a good one.
No.
Is it the burnt? Is it the skunk's cray?
What could it be?
Licorice or
okay, skunk? Okay, it's licorice. Oh. It's fucking terrible.
Licorice though. Just sucks.
Yeah.
It's hovering.
Don't you fucking vomit in my house.
I'm not gonna.
Dude, if I get the egg, dude, it could be bad. What color was the egg? White?
It's white with yellow specks.
It's the one I pulled out that I already had. I thought this was the moldy cheese one.
I guess I'll do it. No, I haven't had it yet.
The moldy cheese one has a golden orangish tint. They're very similar looking.
All right.
No, this is moldy cheese I just bit into.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
I'm going to go with the white with the yellow.
Oh, fuck, Marco.
I know. It's going to put me over.
Are you good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it hangs with you. Oh, he's going to puke. He's going to puke.
No. You're the bitch.
It hangs with you, man. I'm... I'm shaking.
You fucking faggot!
I don't know!
I'm fucking shaking.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
I'm going to go with the green one.
Okay.
I'm going to try it.
Is it plain green or does it have specks in it?
It's just...
Oh,
no, it does have specks in it.
Okay.
It's like dark green specks.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Yep. That's booger.
They're actually all starting to taste the same.
Yeah. Like shit.
No, really, they're I think the moldy cheese is so powerful that it's making it all taste like moldy cheese. I ran out of napkin. I don't think there's any whites left.
This isn't white.
It's like the NFL.
I think this is white.
That moldy cheese is...
It's the goddamn egg again.
What? That rotten egg, I mean, was...
What's this one, Miss? The green with the green specks?
Okay, nobody's...
Do we have to keep doing this? Because I don't know if I can go.
No, again. I'm done.
No, you're going again.
Let's do one more round.
One more round?
All right, go. It's juicy pear or booger. Is there one that I didn't try? I would like to try.
Ew!
It's booger.
Which one?
Dude, I got two rotten eggs. They're fucking bad. Yo, I lucked out the first one, though, being a goddamn buttered popcorn that I ate, earlier today. Is there a plain green one in there? Can you
There's a green one.
Can you try one of them?
With speckles, no.
There's no just plain greens?
No,
okay.
No. What's this black one?
That's either skunk or licorice.
I don't know.
Tastes like Sambuca.
Do the brown one. Everybody's gotten the chocolate pudding so far.
Brown one?
Yeah.
This is the brown one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, last one.
Oh, God.
Chocolate pudding.
Chocolate pudding. Everybody got it. Nobody got the canned dog food.
Thank God.
Alright, I'm going to do the orange with the red specks.
Oh, God.
What could that be?
Peach or barf? Is there a multicolored one? It's barf.
There's going to be a lot of barfing. That's it, man. No more.
All right, I'll do it one more time because I want to see if there's one that I didn't try.
No mas.
I think you like it.
I want one that tastes good to get rid of the flavor.
Eat your own asshole. Get your cat down here. It'll taste better than what she's eating.
All right, I'm going to try a black one again. Hopefully it's licorice. Not. Oh. Oh man. Oh, well, that's a horrible fucking game.
That's funny.
I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
There we go again. You gonna vomit? Do it loud.
Thanks, Fatso.
Oof. My God.
That was bad.
Some of those flavors were unbearable.
Yeah.
Wow. You can thank your niece for that one.
Yeah.
That's funny how they gave him the bag.
The truth is
that doesn't surprise me at all.
The truth
when he said that he got it there, I was like, they're definitely
okay. Yeah. Right.
The truth is I knew about it the whole time.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made me try. Your niece made me try a couple, and I was like, all right, I'm done. I couldn't get out of there. I was forced in a corner, and they were feeding me these mean jelly beans, and it was just one gross one after another.
Yeah.
Although one did taste like peach. But yeah, other than that, it was pure peach city.
You wipe the seat. You look fucking like a ghost.
Oh, man.
You know what? These jelly beans might actually, they might be onto something, because this shit might make me lose weight, because I can't get the taste out of my mouth.
Dude, I can't get it out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And it's like making me just nauseous.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm like shaking. Like I have the shakes, man.
Well, that's because you need another shot of heroin.
Detoxing.
Fuck.
It's right here. Like, I'm feeling something right in the chest. Right here.
So, haven't you and Missy been talking about trivia?
Yeah.
Why don't we put together a game next week and have to eat the jelly beans? Swallow them.
If we get questions wrong?
Yes.
All right.
Whoa.
Well, maybe if you get one right, he has to eat one.
But why do I? Why can I make everybody?
Up,
no,
can I make up Marco's questions and he makes up my questions?
Why do I got to go against her? No.
You said you wanted to.
Yeah, we talked about this before, homie.
Did we?
Yeah, if you're over it, I can take on.
Ain't nobody attacking you. I'm just taking your game and bringing it to another level. Relax.
We can all do it. But
why don't everybody get involved in the fucking questions?
I got my eye on my Reese's.
I, you know me. I got to be the moderator.
Of course you do.
I got to read
the
questions.
I can just take you on.
That's a challenge, Marco.
Yeah, let's do it. Who's going to make up the questions, though? You? Me?
If you guys want, I'll pull them off of the internet. I don't give a shit. I'm not going to fucking think of questions. I'm just going to pull them off the internet. I'll look up trivia. Should I do like a random... What do we do, like a random topics or specific topics or general knowledge?
General knowledge.
You know?
Yeah, general, I guess general.
See, it sucks. I used to have...
Actually, I think music would be good between them two.
I used to have... No, because it's obvious that they both like different kinds of music. So if I give him a Kings of Leon question, he's obviously not going to know it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And if I give her...
I know everything.
No, that's not it. I'm just trying to think of... You're not well-versed in, like...
Classic rock?
Yeah, classic rock. Is it
multiple choice? Or just no?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I used to have the old Trivial Pursuit with the cards. Those were perfect. And it was the entertainment version.
I'll look
or whatever.
Up some stuff and I'll send it to you. How about that?
Okay, yeah, you look up.
So you get to know the questions? Yeah. No, have nothing to do with this.
Okay.
This is not your...
Finally, you want to put in some work off the air?
What do you mean? I always do.
Harp.
What about it?
Harp.
Listen, it rocked my world.
Oh, they said barp.
Bop. Bop, bop.
Black sheep. Bop, bop. That was nasty, man. Holy fucking shit, that's gross.
I feel drained.
What?
Drained.
It's sitting in my chest.
Huh?
Missy, you hear quivering? What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, it affected me.
Where does your energy go?
In the jelly beans.
In the toilet. Jesus, Missy, you down that water.
I'm not feeling good, man. I'm not playing. I feel so nauseous.
She slurped it all up.
I said, Jesus, is that me?
Yeah. Sounds like a pre-puke burp.
It does. It's that fucking rotten egg, dude. It's sitting with me. Oh my god, stop.
Holy shit.
If we would add like this, there was different ones that we didn't have in this bag, but one is it's like speckled like red, white, and blue and yellow, and it can either be Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. And then there was
stinky
one that
Stinky Socks.
Yeah. And then there was one that was just lime green that could either be lime or lawn clippings.
I would rather.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind the lawn clippings. It wouldn't bother me. I've tasted grass.
And then there was like a bright blue that was either berry blue or toothpaste.
Either way, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, I'd rather that than.
That wasn't a sound bite.
Yeah, though. But. Marco, you thought something was rigatoni. Like, I'm still trying to figure that out.
It was brown. It was a brown one.
Yeah, well, you're like, well, you don't like savory? What the fuck are you talking about?
So the brown one was either chocolate pudding or canned dog food.
It was canned dog
so
food,
so apparently
I guess.
You like canned dog
good.
Food.
Good, I'll fucking go get some now. Alpo.
And there was no broccoli, though, but that must have been the booger one.
That must have been the booger. Damn. It's green.
Close. So we didn't have all the colors.
No, there was only three missing, though.
Okay.
But every other one was there.
I wonder what other edition. Flavors, other edition flavors are.
How do you want me to look it up? She had a huge bushy poon. Okay.
Bushy poon flavor?
The first one had centipede and strawberry jam.
What is the fuck is a centipede?
I don't know. A centipede.
Okay.
And it was all the other ones, but I guess each edition they just added a new flavor.
Okay.
So the third edition has all the flavors.
Hey, chill
out. I know one was pencil shavings or banana.
Fucking delicious.
And then oh, I can't see this one. It's really small. Oh, what the fuck? It's like really blurry. Yeah, I don't know. There's each time there was only they added one new flavor.
Okay.
So, one was black pepper and plum.
I'm a black pig.
Really?
One was earwax or coffee.
Okay.
Earwax.
Yeah, earwax sounds bad. Really bad. Bad. And then all the other ones are ones we already had.
Hmm.
Yeah. But they were the first edition and the second edition. And that was it.
Oh, God.
But I don't know what centipede could taste like. Like, what would a centipede just taste like? A bug? Like, what's a bug taste like?
Dirt. Don't know.
Yeah, I guess, like, dirt. That's nasty.
You feeling better?
Yeah. Okay. The nausea is subsiding.
Yeah, because I don't hear you quivering anymore.
No. I was bad. I thought I was going to puke in there, but it was just, like bile.
Dipshit, cokehead. I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on in there. It just sounded like a construction site.
It was bad.
You drug addicted motherfucking whore.
Jesus. That is one hell of a sneeze.
God bless you.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I need like a.
I don't feel good.
I need like a. I need like a peppermint or something now, like a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Now everything I fucking eat from now on, I'm gonna have to like smell it first and inspect it. Like this looks like pizza, but it could be asshole.
You can buy a like a humongous version of it on Macy's.
But no, I'm good.
Like I'm okay with that.
Yeah, this is a horrible game.
It really is. It's mean.
That's very mean.
I mean, this is something kids are doing. Kids are learning what body parts taste like before it's time. Bulls. It's disgusting.
Fuck.
All right.
I got the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Let's wrap it up because I need to go home and brush my fucking teeth.
Yeah. I need a gargle.
What?
I need to gargle and brush.
And we'll call Pedro back up.
Haha, very funny.
Some of that Pedro semen.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Next week, we will be back with trivia, hopefully.
Yeah, if you guys want to do it, we'll
more,
do it.
And more punishment via Jelly Bean. Don't forget to go to iTunes and subscribe. Leave us a review.
We need to come up for with rules. Like, if you answer the question right, does you just don't take it, or does it go directly to the other person?
Maybe it goes directly to the other person. It
could be like, do we have enough jelly beans for this?
No, it looks like we're going to have to get more.
I'll get some.
All right.
You'll
from
get
your
some?
Evil family members?
Hey, that's Dr. Evil.
But yeah, don't forget to go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate some money. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I know I'm ready to fucking throw up now.
My nigga!